Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
C-104.
All right, Dirty Work Wednesday brought to you by our friend Gordon Zed, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Melanie.
Hey, Melanie, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I would like to find out if my husband cheated on me with another woman who was on his trip he took last week.
Oh, okay. Well, I certainly hope that's not the case. What's your husband's name?
It's Jason.
Okay, and you said he took a trip last week?
Yeah, to Detroit.
Oh, That's my hometown. What was he doing up there?
Well, he has this company, and they were making this pitch to Chrysler up there, and he was just like part of the team that was sent to do it.
I got you. Okay, so I'm guessing he's probably in sales then.
Yeah, he represents the marketing side of the company.
Nice.
Okay, so he went up there last week, and you think it was while he was gone that he cheated?
I'm thinking maybe probably at his hotel.
Okay, what makes you think he cheated? Like, has he been acting differently? Kind of suspicious?
Yes, there's that. And I found out that there was this woman who he told me was not going on the trip, and she actually did go.
Red flag.
I'm like, okay, he lied to me about that.
And this woman that went, does she work with him?
Yeah, and okay, I cannot stand this woman, and he knows that.
Okay, so hence the lie then. How did you find out he was lying about that?
Well, you know, we were chit-chatting when he got back, and he kind of just like let it slip, and he was telling me about the presentation, and he accidentally said her name, and I was like, oh, I thought that she wasn't going on this trip, and he looks like he got caught in the lie, right?
Yeah.
So he tried to change the story like, oh, I never said that, but I heard it. It was too late.
So this other woman accompanied him on this trip then?
Yeah, it was this past week, and then I found out more evidence when I was doing his laundry.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. What evidence did you find in the laundry? Like a little lipstick on the collar, perhaps?
No. Oh, my God. This is so awkward.
Uh-oh.
Say there was another kind of game, and it was not on his collar.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Oh, God, that's nasty.
I know.
So you found, I don't even think I want to know what you found.
No.
I probably don't. And it's just like, not to get too gross, but, you know, I was concerned. So I did examine it kind of closely, like, you know, I like looked at it closely. I smelled it. You know, like.
Oh.
I wasn't crazy.
Okay, well, you're crazy though. Yeah, that's true. But I just don't know if you're wrong. That's the point. So, all right. So listen, you said his hotel was in Detroit, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, no. It wasn't in Detroit. There was a different city. God, I can't remember. It was the city that started with D. Also, it was.
Was it probably Dearborn?
Yes. That was it.
Okay. Too bad you didn't call us earlier. I could have my mom drive 15 minutes and go knock on his hotel room or something. So, okay. And do you know what type of hotel it was?
Yeah, it was the Radisson.
Okay, perfect. So, and what days was he actually there? Do you remember?
He got there on Thursday and then he flew back on Friday.
Okay, great. So listen, sit tight. I'm going to need his phone number from you so you can give it to Shag, and then we'll call him when we come back, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. I'm trying to reach Mr. Jason, please.
This is Jason.
Hi, Jason. My name is Jack Harlow. I'm calling from the Dearborn Radisson. I hope I'm not bothering you, but the reason I called is because one of our room attendants found a woman's earring under the bed in your room that you stayed at last week. And we wanted to let you know, in case someone in your party was looking for it, that it was recovered.
And you said it was a woman's earring?
Yes. So, I mean, not yours, obviously, but we thought maybe someone in your party may have lost it.
Actually, hang on. I could put you on with her right now.
Oh.
Just hold on. Hold on a second.
Sure, no problem.
Hey, it's the hotel. I think they found her. You want to
hear something? Hello.
Hi, this is Jack Harlow from the Dearborn Radisson. I think we found an earring that belongs to you.
I don't think I lost one.
Oh, okay. We weren't sure. We found it under the bed.
Yeah, I don't remember losing an earring. What does it look like?
It's a small gold hoop, and it's kind of a redstone accent to it.
No, that's not mine. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's why. Would you mind handing us over back to Mr. again, please?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Hang on. I don't know what they're talking about.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry about the confusion, Mr. We thought it was her earring because she said she stayed in the same room as you during your visit. I apologize for the mix-up.
Sure, no problem.
By the way, while I've got you on the phone, did you enjoy your stay with us?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, super. And your presentation went well?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, it did. You guys did your homework. How'd you know about that?
Oh, the presentation? Actually, your wife told us about it. You remember her, right? Your wife?
Yeah, you remember your wife, the one you lied to and said that wasn't coming on the trip? And then you apparently spent the night with her? Jason, what? Are you shy now? You feel like telling the truth now?
Truth about what?
The truth that you and her. What happened in your hotel room?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me help get you started, okay? So you lied to me about her coming on the trip, and then you did a presentation, and you thought it went really well, so you celebrated a little too much, you got drunk, she came up to your room, and then what? Do you want me to keep going? You want me to tell you the rest?
I have no idea what you are talking about. You know that?
Okay.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to give you one last chance to tell the truth about everything. You understand? You have one chance, and you're on the radio right now.
Well, what do you want me to say? I didn't do anything.
Okay, goodbye, Jason.
And Melanie is gone. Hey, Jason?
Yes?
Hey, man, so to kind of clue you in here a little, this isn't actually the hotel. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Melanie asked us to call you to find out if this other person was in your room.
Great. Hey, listen, thanks for ruining my marriage. I really appreciate that.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Didn't you do that when you had this other woman in your room?
The whole team was in my room. We worked on the presentation the night before. We did it in my room. She didn't spend the night or anything.
Okay, so why didn't you just say that?
Because I shouldn't have to. You guys have no idea. My wife is f***ing crazy, and now you just gave her a reason to think I cheated.
Okay, but lying about your female coworker joining you on the trip, that didn't give her a reason already?
I lied because if I told her the truth, she probably would have booked her own flight and followed us here. I'm telling you, you guys have no idea. This is a whole mess I got to deal with. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Language alert. Sorry, I should have told you. Language alert.
Gosh.
Who? Okay.
It sounds, I don't know.
All right, listen. I know that I am the naive person on the show, and I am always the one who's wrong. But does anybody believe this guy? I kind of do.
Yeah, there's definitely potential to that.
Shaggy's shaking his head.
But he should have said that out the gate. Regardless, if he already knows that she's a nut, and I don't know.
He said she's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. They always say that about us. We're all crazy.
Yeah, when we get caught, yes. You're crazy, right?
I lied because if I told her the truth, she probably would have booked her own flight and followed us here.
Yeah, said she's crazy. But then again, we all thought she was crazy when she smelled the...
pants?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to. You guys have no idea. My wife is f***ing crazy, and now you just gave her a reason to think I cheated.
All right, so here's what's going on. Either he's right, he didn't cheat, and she is crazy.
Correct.
Or she's right. And
he cheated.
Or both. She is crazy, but he still cheated. That doesn't change the fact that he cheated.
Right.
What a mess.
What do you think here?
Oh, man.
In the middle. Yeah, it's
the text line's all on one side. Everyone on text is on one side.
All right.
Okay.
Let's not say it yet.
Okay.
All right. Because she sounded a little crazy to me. Can I say that now?
Well, the smelling part is when I took
a turn.
His
underwear.
Right, being like, examination, but smelling, no, I don't know.
All right. Well, we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you're listening this morning to Dirty Work Wednesday and you're not doing anything, call us. We'd love to talk to you this morning.
I typically side with the woman. I'm like, I cheated, but I don't know.
I'm curious if you're listening this morning how that sounded on the air. Because to me in the studio, it sounded like he wasn't lying. She's crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.